Story number 70, Jonah and the Big Fish. Look at the man in the water. He is in a lot of trouble, isn't he? That fish is about to swallow him. Do you know who this man is? His name is Jonah. Let's see how he got into so much trouble. Jonah is a prophet of Jehovah. It is not long after the death of the prophet Elisha that Jehovah tells Jonah, "Go to the great city of Nineveh. The badness of the people there is very great, and I want you to speak to them about it." But Jonah does not want to go, so he gets on a boat that is going in the opposite direction from Nineveh. Jehovah is not pleased with Jonah for running away, so he causes a big storm. It is so bad that the boat is in danger of sinking. The sailors are very much afraid, and they cry out to their gods for help. Finally, Jonah tells them, "I worship Jehovah, the God who made the heaven and the earth, and I'm running away from doing what Jehovah told me to do." So the sailors ask, "What should we do to you to stop the storm?" "Throw me into the sea, and the sea will become calm again," Jonah says. The sailors don't want to do it, but as the storm gets worse, they finally throw Jonah overboard. Right away, the storm stops, and the sea is calm again. As Jonah sinks down into the water, the big fish swallows him. But he doesn't die. For 3 days and 3 nights he is in the belly of that fish. Jonah is very sorry that he did not obey Jehovah and go to Nineveh. So do you know what he does? Jonah prays to Jehovah for help. Then Jehovah makes the fish vomit Jonah out onto dry land. After that, Jonah goes to Nineveh. Doesn't this teach us how important it is that we do whatever Jehovah says?